Okay, and yeah, I didn't realize you're still out of power for one. Wow, I hope that comes back on soon for you. And two, I didn't realize that I knew you did struggle one time with it corrupting your card there and having to reflash it. I know there's a way to do it. It's almost one of those things where you have to make a note, it sounds like, that's solely dedicated to the car and never connects to any other internet, so then you don't have that issue. I'm guessing that's the problem, trying to switch from different internets. I know it's not a fluid thing like an OpenSpot would. So that's probably the easiest thing, Thomas, is an OpenSpot to get into this repeater through the TGIF network that Hayden set up. But I do know ClearNode must have a pretty good setup for that because they actually have a phone app that you can use to program the hotspot or the All-Star node. But the problem is they're about $400, so it's not something everybody wants to spend that kind of money on. So, well, Hayden, you drive careful tonight, and hopefully your power's back on before you get home for sure. I'm sure the wife is tired of being out of power as well. So I kind of figured your power would have came back on when the repeater came back on, but I guess not, huh?
No, I'm thinking something was actually the service line from the pole to our house that was damaged, that with us being the only one in our particular neighborhood that was affected, we weren't high on the priority list.